The Janesville plant is one of GM's oldest factories. It now makes SUVs, which have taken a hit in popularity because of high gas prices. Mike Sheridan is the president of the United Auto Workers Local 95. He also represents Janesville in the state assembly. Sheridan says Janesville is well positioned to build GM's next generation of fuel-efficient SUVs.
The vehicles that we're going to be building are going to have what they call displacement on demand. And what that means is that when you're running down the highway, it's got a V8 engine, and if it only needs if you only need to be powering at four cylinders, that's all that will be running.
The plant will also produce trucks that run on the corn-based fuel E85. 3,800 people work at the Janesville factory. In October, 80% of the UAW members there voted in favor of a GM plan that would reduce health care benefits for retirees and increase co-payments for current workers. Sheridan says the vote signals a change in the traditional workers versus management scenario.
The relationship between union and management has never been better. We realize that we have to work together if we're going to have a long-term future.
Sheridan says his long-term goal is to get GM to build a new plant in Janesville. Meanwhile, the company is closing factories in Michigan, Oklahoma, Ohio, Tennessee, and Georgia. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.